Chapter 2. Scarlet. By lunch, Dana had already been in and out of surgery. Christy told us they only opened her up long enough to see there was nothing they could do before closing her back up. Now they were waiting for her to awaken so they could tell her she would never get better.
"Her boyfriend is still with her," Christy said. "Her parents are visiting relatives. They're not sure they'll get back in time."
"Oh, Jesus," I said, wincing. I couldn't imagine being away from either of my daughters in a situation like that, wondering if I would make it in time to see her alive one last time. I shook it off. Those of us in the medical field didn't have the luxury of thinking about our patients' personal lives. It became too close, too real.
"Did you hear about that flu?" Christy said. "It's all over the news."
I shook my head. "I don't think it's a flu."
"They're saying it has to do with that scientist over in Europe. They say it's highly contagious."
"Who are they? They sound like troublemakers to me." Christy smiled and rolled her eyes.
"They also said it's breached our borders. California is reporting cases."
"Really?"
"That's what they say,"
she said. Her pager buzzed.
"Damn, it's getting busy."
She pushed a button and called upstairs, and then she was gone again. Within the hour, the hospital was crowded and frantic. The ER was admitting patients at a hectic pace, keeping everyone in radiology busy. David called in another tech so he and I could cover the ER, while everyone else attended to outpatients and inpatients. Whatever it was, the whole town seemed to be going crazy. Car accidents, fights, and a fast-spreading virus had hit at the same time. On my sixth trip to the ER, I passed the radiology waiting room and saw a group of people crowded around the flat-screen television on the wall. "David," I said, signaling for him to join me in front of the waiting room. He looked in through the wall of glass, noting the only seated person was a man in a wheelchair.
"Yeah?"
"I have a bad feeling about this." I felt sick watching the updates on the screen. They were talking about something like this on the radio this morning.
"Yeah, they were reporting the first cases here about half an hour ago."